Just hold on to the ball every time I touch it, fourth quarter, first quarter, whenever. Anytime our offense has the ball, that's our ball. You know, I have to bring it back to our offense.
Have you ever had an issue with it? You come to LSU with an issue, or has it always been something you've taken pride in?
Always something I've taken pride in. I mean, as a running back, if they can't hand you the ball, you know, they're worried about you coughing it up or fumbling it, they're not going to give it to you. You know, so like you said, it's limited opportunities. And like I said, you have to cash in on every time they hand you the ball, they call your number. And fumbling is not a quick way to gain carries or get more playing time. So I just have to squeeze it tight, man, and run hard.
Steven, we're seeing your role increasing more and more here. What does that do for you and your confidence in knowing that coaches and your teammates trust you more now than they began then at the beginning of the season?
Really, it's just it's a process. Like I said, for me, it's been a patience game, you know, and I've been through this before, and it's no problem. You know, when they do call my number, you know, I'll be ready to go. And like I said, it's really in the Lord's time. And, you know, I believe that. You know, I talk to my mom every day, and she tells me that you have to realize that, Stephen, that the Lord is in control of everything, you know. So whatever he does, whenever he's ready for me to get the ball in my hands and ready for this team to depend on me, that's when I'll go out there and do it. So with every opportunity I've given, I've just been going out there trying to cash in and just trying to make a play.
Is there a little extra juice in this game because you guys lost to Buffalo earlier?
What'd you say now?
Is there a little extra juice in this game because of what happened against Buffalo the first time you played? And the playoff implications and everything else.
I've got a little bit of extra juice, man. I'm playing against my old teammate and close friend, Kelvin Shepherd, you know, as I'm playing over there at LSU, and then also Marcel Darius. You know, I know those two guys, and also Aaron Williams over there at the cornerback. So I know a lot of the guys that they have on defense, and that's enough juice right there, a little friendly competition that I have going against the Bills, man. But it's one game at a time. It's no more competition. We're trying to get this win this week, you know, and take it one step at a time.
You know, you showed up here, and four of the running backs, and you talked about the stable running backs before. I didn't imagine LSU was like that, too. I mean, you guys were five-star running backs forever. Was there any similarity to coming here when you came to LSU, just stock talent-wise?
A whole lot. Like, and that's why I say, you know, my career's kind of been similar the whole way through. You look at LSU's back there, they're four and five deep back there. You look at this backfield, it's four and five deep back here, and every back brings a different aspect to the game. So like I said, when those coaches call your number, you got to go out there. If you want more carries, you have to produce. And football's a game about, you know, what have you done for me lately? You know, when you go out there and produce, you know, the game, you can expect, you know, more carries to come that following game or expect more playing time. But really, if you don't cash in on those opportunities, they're not going to come regardless of how many people are in the backfield.